Carl Mooney joins us now. He's the mayor of College Station. How are you today, Mayor?
I'm well. Sun came up this morning, and it feels like February out
yeah,
there.
Yeah, okay, there you go. Yeah, well, don't worry about the weekend. It'll be hot again. Gosh, I want to start with a gigantic question, and I don't know if there's a short answer to it, but y'all just had your first retreat as you as mayor and with this council. Tell me some of the highlights and accomplishments you've
had. Well, you know, it's our annual strategic planning meeting. And what that enables us to do is to take a look backwards, take a look forwards, and to plan a few years in advance so that we can adjust, add to whatever we need to do as far as figuring out what projects, what monies are going to be needed for those projects, and just simply set the direction so that city staff, as they prepare for the upcoming budget for 2017-2018, we'll have some good guidelines that they know will be embraced by the council.
The city of Bryan yesterday decided to extend their ETJ. That's the first time that's happened since, I think, 1980. Clearly, that means, and again, Rellis has something to do with it, but it means that they are growing, they're expanding, and they're needing to do this. ETJ is an extraterritorial jurisdiction. Where are we with College Station on their ETJ?
Well, you know, College Station did expand our ETJ when we just got solidly over 100,000. It's now a 5-mile mm-hmm. ETJ. So that means from the borders of that we currently have, you go 5 miles in any direction, of course, except north.
Yeah, right. that's already taken. Yeah,
it is. It is. So we'll be continuing to take a look at that. But annexation is going to become one of those issues. But oddly enough, when we were meeting with legislators last Monday and Tuesday, there is a bill that's out there right now regarding annexation. And one of the things we discussed with those legislators was, rather than having votes and such taken, why not first say before an area can be annexed, it must be in the ETJ for 5 years? That gives everybody more than enough time of due diligence and figuring things out and taking the steps that are needed. It gives cities enough time to figuring out how they're going to meet all the services. And clearly, 5 years is ample time for everybody on both sides of the fence, no pun intended there, all right, to actually get their ducks in order and move forward at the appropriate time.
Sure. Now, you were there. I was talking to Mayor Nelson last week because he came in, I think, at the end of a conversation that you were having with State Senator Kolkhorst.
Yes.
Something that you can tell us about that came out of that?
Well, you know, Senator Kolkhorst, of course, being from Washington County, Brenham area, a lot of the things that have been hitting the news waves here locally, regards to workforce initiatives and specifically Blinn College and how that all works. And Blinn meeting its, what I would think, our obligations as a community college, not just a junior college. A junior college is focused more on students who are going to one particular institution or a couple in the immediate area. Most community colleges or junior colleges will have students from a 30-40 mile area radius. That's not true of Blinn's Bryan campus, mm-hmm. where they come from all over the world.
Mm-hmm.
And anywhere from 60% to 80% of them on any given year have that goal of transferring ultimately to Texas A&M. And 60% of them actually do.
Mm-hmm.
So that, though, is only one aspect of what a community college is supposed to do. And so we're a little bit concerned. And I sit on a group with Mayor Nelson and others who are prominent in the community and have been for years, looking at how are we going to meet the needs for workforce. As an example, a couple weeks ago, I took a tour of the what was originally Kalon, mm-hmm. which is now Fujifilm facility out in the biomedical corridor. Building's finished, but they're not doing anything.
Hmm.
They need 250 highly skilled lab technicians. This doesn't mean you have to have a college degree, but you have to know exactly what to do. Even in the tour of the building, those of us who were in that group, as was Mayor Nelson, had to don slippers over our shoes mm-hmm. and hair nets. So it was a very attractive group. and take a look and see what the potential is there. But without that workforce, that potential will go untapped.
Sure.
So we need to really move forward, and we need to move forward quickly. And I believe the chancellor and in a recent meeting that Mayor Nelson and I had with President Young of A&M, it's very clear that there is a real concern and a need to push to get this workforce in place. Otherwise, the message will be, while we may be open, we're not open for business. And we can't afford to do that. Again, especially if the legislature comes in and reduces the amount of revenue that we're able to get. We've got to turn towards businesses to be able to help us make up that revenue difference. Sure.
Carl Mooney, the mayor of College Station, joining us. Finally today, some discussion about apartments over in the Arrington area. That's the area near Tower Point, if folks are familiar with that, in South College Station. There's going to be more apartment there built. There's going to be density in the Margraves property with about 2,700 rooftops. When does the city sit down and talk to the county and TxDOT about what has to be done out there?
Well, we're already doing that. And we've got some ideas for the area at where Greens Prairie and Arrington all hit right there. We're going to be talking to developers. I've personally met with developers on both of those properties, Margraves property, the Caprock 10 as one of the apartment complexes that actually got passed on Thursday night's council meeting. But then there's another one called the Ranch. Some people mistakenly think that's on the Wyndham Ranch property. It is not.
Okay.
It is part of the Margraves property.
Yeah. Wyndham Ranch is south of Margraves.
Correct.
Right?
Exactly right. And so we are working with those. And oddly enough, getting the developers to talk to each other. Oh, what a concept. All right. And it was amazing. Having some conversations individually with both groups. And finally, I said to one, have you spoken to them? Well, no. All right. A few days later, they got together. They were able to find some ways to provide ingress and egress that will actually take traffic away from the Fitch, Arrington, Greens Prairie congested area there and get it over, for example, to connect to Victoria.
Okay.
All right. So that the kids going to high school at College Station High School won't have to hit that intersection at the busiest times of the day.
Dadgummit, glad to hear that that's because it's going to be an unusual situation out there.
Yes, sir.
Thanks for the time this morning.
Hey, glad to do it anytime.